From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. A second 7.1 magnitude earthquake has hit southern Japan. The Associated Press is reporting that a magnitude 7.1 earthquake has hit southern Japan this hour with a tsunami advisory issued. We'll follow up with more when we have that. This tsunami and earthquake come just the day after hundreds of rescue workers are still combing through rubble as dazed residents in southern Japan work to restore normalcy after an earthquake yesterday. Some 1,600 soldiers have joined nearly 2,000 police officers and 1,300 firefighters to recover from that earthquake. The one on Thursday toppled buildings, killing at least 9 people and injuring more than 800 others. There were more than 100 aftershocks since that 6.5 magnitude earthquake that struck near the city of Kumamoto on the island of Kyushu, about 1,300 kilometers southwest of Tokyo. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter is visiting a U.S. warship in the South China Sea to emphasize the United States' commitment to security in that area, where territorial disputes have placed China at odds with several of its neighbors. Speaking Friday at the closing ceremony of a joint military exercise with the Philippines, Carter talked about the importance of security in the South China Seas.
It's said of this region that security is like oxygen. When you have enough of it, you pay no attention to it. But when you don't have enough, you can think of nothing else. Here in the Asia Pacific, through exercises like Balikatan and real-world operations, all of you, Americans and Filipinos, soldiers, sailors, airmen and Marines, provide that oxygen.
This is VOA News. North Korea appears to have failed in an attempt to launch a missile to mark the birthday of its founding president, Kim Il-sung. The launch of what appeared to be a medium-range missile was a fiery, catastrophic failure, a Pentagon spokesman said Friday. Captain Jeff Davis went on to say the missile was likely road mobile, given that the launch was from the country's east coast, not a location usually used for ballistic missiles. North Korea has repeatedly test-fired missiles in defiance of sanctions against such tests imposed by the UN Security Council. British police have arrested 5 people on suspicion of preparing terrorism attacks. Authorities say the arrests are part of an investigation involving Belgium and France. Officials say 3 men and 1 woman were taken into custody in Birmingham on Thursday, while another man was held at London's Gatwick Airport on Friday. Democratic presidential candidates Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton debated in New York last night, 5 days ahead of that state's Democratic primary. Both candidates agreed that banks regarded as too big to fail are a risk to the economy and should be broken up, but that's where their consensus mostly ended. The candidates offered aggressive exchanges to most questions, including Sanders repeating doubts about Clinton's judgment and touting his own plans to break up the big banks. But Clinton claimed Sanders had failed to back up his claims that Clinton showed banks favor when she was senator.
The proper response, in my view, is we should break them up, and that's what my legislation does.
Well, you can tell, Dana, he cannot come up with any example because there is no example. It is important. It's always important. It may be inconvenient, but it's always important to get the facts straight.
Both candidates have large followings in New York, but polls going into Thursday night's debate show Clinton with a double-digit lead over Sanders statewide. Germany has opened the way to the possible prosecution of a TV comedian who mocked Turkey's president, but it's up to the courts to decide whether any criminal act was committed. German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced today that her government will grant a Turkish request for the prosecution of Jan Böhmermann after he recited a crude poem about Turkey's president, despite diverging opinions within the German ruling coalition. Last week, Ankara sent a letter to the German foreign ministry demanding the prosecution of Böhmermann for insulting a foreign head of state. Merkel also announced that Germany would abolish their law that requires the government's action. For more, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.